Hi, everyone, and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Podcast. It is the Olympics, and boy, is it exciting. I can't believe how much Olympics I've watched today. It's around 10 o'clock tonight on Saturday, and boy, have I been watching Olympics all day. I think the things I've enjoyed the most have been the men's cycling road race, which had an incredible finish, unfortunately with a bunch of crashes. What else? There's been so many cool things to watch. There's women's handball. There's men's water polo. I've loved a lot of it. So I am actually a little bit happy that tomorrow, and we're going to go through the schedule tomorrow, and I'm going to give you my suggestions for what to watch. I'm going to say take the morning off. It's been a long day of sports. And if you want to start at noon on NBC is the women's cycling road race. This is a little bit shorter than the men's, not sure why. Women are certainly capable of great feats of endurance, so this doesn't really make sense to me. But from 12 to 3 p.m. on NBC is the women's cycling road race. It should be in the same course as the men's, which was a loop, so they'll just do fewer loops. At 1 p.m., if you want to switch back and forth, there's some men's basketball. It's Brazil against Lithuania. Heavy Brazil-laden calendar on Sunday. I think NBC has had maybe a little bit of enough of the U.S. for part of the day and wants to show some of the host country. At 2:30 to 5 p.m. on MSNBC is the men's individual foil fencing semis and finals. Foil is the it's the fencing with the thinnest blade, and it moves the fastest. And frankly, you may have trouble seeing this. I think I will. So also at 2:30 to 5 p.m. on MSNBC. This is actually a tape. The live stream is earlier in the day, but there's the equestrian, eventing and dressage. So dressage is like the horse ballet. Eventing is actually a combination of all of the equestrian events, individual events, plus an extra one, which is like a cross-country race. So that should be awesome. At 4 p.m., the women's rugby quarterfinals is on CNBC. That should be really exciting. I didn't get to watch that today, but I heard it was awesome. At 4:15 p.m., so if you don't want to see women's rugby, you can watch men's volleyball, United States versus Canada. I'm kind of a sucker for the U.S. versus Canada. I went thousands of miles to the Sochi Olympics to watch the U.S. play Canada in ice hockey, men's ice hockey. Canada shut the U.S. out 2-0. It felt like I never got anything to cheer for. Still angry about that, so I'll still be rooting for the U.S. to beat Canada in this sport as well. On Sunday night on NBC, there are three things going on, and you can just turn NBC on and forget about it, basically. But there's the gymnastic women's team competition. That's on tape delay, so watch out for Twitter. There's also the women's diving springboard synchronized diving final. Synchronized diving is crazy. But that's also on tape, so watch out for Twitter. And then live, interspersed with that, will be a whole bunch of swimming finals, including the women's 100-meter butterfly, the men's 100-meter breaststroke, women's 400 freestyle finals, women's 100 backstroke, men 4x100 freestyle final. So that's a relay race. If you're interested in staying away from NBC's personal interest stories and everything else they do, at 9 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, I would recommend the men's soccer match between Brazil and Iraq. Brazil, obviously the host team, and after losing when they hosted the Men's World Cup in 2012, I believe, they really, really want to win this Olympic gold. And I saw Iraq play the other day, and they were a really exciting team. So that's 9 p.m. NBC Sports Network. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for visiting the website. We had a by far a record day on Saturday. So thanks a lot.